Praise the Lord, everybody. I welcome you all to this fourth edition of this Minister's Conference, tagged in the Unity of Faith. My name is Dr. Victor Agomo. I'm here to tell you about a particular subject and to educate you on stress. A lot of people here use the word every blessed day. They make statements like, my trip from Lagos to Abuja was very stressful. My wife is giving me stress. My children is giving me stress. I'm going through stress, without actually knowing what it means. But along the line, is the media team with me, please? I have gone through several texts, and I've gone through research by stress individuals defining the word stress for us. I even had to look at the Longman Dictionary of Contemporary English, where it was defined as... are we there? It was defined based on four keywords: worry, fuss, importance. The word there is importance, words, and music. And it's a continuous feeling of worry about work or personal life that prevents you from relaxing. Strain problem, e.g., when we talk about worry, you talk about, this headache is giving me stress. As regard that, you talk about force, the physical force or the pressure of the strain itself, of the object, is giving you stress. But to really define stress, stress is a state of mental and emotional strain that's resulting from an overwhelming pressure, an overwhelming demand, and a lot of stress research have gone severally to define this, apart from the ones that was defined for us in the dictionary when anybody look at it. But there are some pioneers that have gone ahead to define stress for us. And a lot of them have different variables. Next slide, please. Next slide, please. Next slide. The next, please. And some of them, the next slide, please. Some of them include Els Palmer, Strauss, Hansels has also defined it, who is also a pioneer in stress research. It defines stress as a non-specific response of the body to any demand for change. When an issue comes up, people tend to say, how do I cope? When the equilibrium is lost, how do you cope? You no longer be yourself. Let's see the other research individual. Richard Lazarus and Susan Folksman also defined it. They describe stress as a relationship between a person and their environment that the person perceives as taxing or exceeding their resources. Mike Egwin also defined stress. He defines stress as the body response to any real or perceived threat that enhance the physiological and the psychological activity to cope with the stress. But S. Palmer defined it most appropriately. When you say stress is the psychological, physiological, behavioral response by an individual when they perceive a lack of equilibrium between the demand placed upon them and the ability to meet those demands, which over a period of time could lead to ill health if not properly controlled. And that takes us a simple definition of the stress, which you can say, when stress, when the pressure exceeds the perceived ability to cope with it. In our economy today, people are going through stress. They say the economy is bad. A lot of us cannot pay our house rent. A lot of us cannot pay our children's school fees. Some of us cannot even feed. Most of us here are going through one stress or the other. But that takes us to the different type of stress that people go through. There's what they call an acute stress, basically divided into three types of stress. Acute stress, which is it happens and you are able to arrest the situation, the stress of that period is over. You now have the one called the episodic acute stress, which refers to frequent, consistent, intermittent, or regular stress. It comes, it goes, it comes, it goes, but it remains in the acute phase. Then you now have the chronic stress. The chronic stress is the one that is ongoing. It is constant type of stress with no or limited relief. A lot of people have been going through a lot, like our brother, Pastor Eze, that came a while ago. He said he was going through a phase in his life. He experienced poverty, and he was not able to define what poverty is. At that point in stage, he was going through an acute stress. That acute stress, he was able to arrest it immediately. Do you understand? From this type of stress, you know that, yes, some you are able to attack it. Some you are not able to. Some, it lingers. You say, oh, whatever, I cannot kill myself. A lot of people go through that. Due to financial strain, they don't have where to stay. They are living under the bridge. They cannot feed. They go cap in hand every day begging to eat because it continues to linger. There is no relief whatsoever. And in some cases, you have limited relief, but that stress is still persisting. That's why we now categorize it into acute, episodic acute. It comes off and on, and we have the chronic stress. Next slide, please. And there are causes of stress. This stress comes in different forms. We have the common causes. The common causes, some of them are work-related. When you talk about work-related, some people work long hours. It's giving them real stress. Like in Lagos, you work long hours. If your boss don't leave the office, you cannot leave the office. You have demanding workload. You have interpersonal conflicts where you have issues with somebody you work with. Some people, their boss is not friendly at all. They find it very, they are going through stress. When they wake up in the morning, the thought of going to work becomes a big hurdle to them. Because the conflict they always have, maybe your boss insults you, you don't like the job, you don't want to even go to the job, but because of the stipend you take home every day, you choose to remain and say, okay, I will manage it, I will manage it, but you are going through stress. These are all work-related. There are some that are financial problems. You go into debt, you have financial burden, you have house rent, you have school fees to pay, families are calling you from the village that they need money, some they need money for hospital bills. You don't really have this money, but you are seen as somebody that can help. It's just like somebody staying in the village, and you are staying in Lagos. They feel, Lagos, that's where the money is. But within you, you know you don't have this money. You go cap in hand. You even go sometimes to borrow. I have a staff in my office. Most times, the issues of the home front in the village comes up. She goes ahead to borrow. I told her, look, you're going through a lot. Why don't you just tell these people you don't have? You don't have, you don't have. Like you say it in Pidgin, say, waiting no day, no day. You can't kill yourself. A lot of people go through stress and it becomes a chronic thing. Day in, day out, you go through all this. So the financial problem is there. You now have relationship issues. You have problems. You have quarrel with your friends. You have your partners, you have your spouse, you have families. Some of us here don't even talk to some members of our families. And it's really affecting you. You have tried most times to try and arrest the situation. It keeps disturbing you. You have looked for counselors. You have asked other friends, how do you go about this? Because it's really disturbing you. You need to solve this issue. And this issue is something that has been bothering you for a very long time. You also have health issues. We are still talking about the common causes. Why I raise the financial issues, the workplace issues, the health issues. The health issues may be personal. Some of us are sick, but they don't say it out. They go through it. They try to manage it. You have friends that are sick. you have partners, you have families, even being pregnant for our wives, they go through a lot, especially when they are in their first trimester. They go through a lot. They keep vomiting. They have nausea. They have us go. They go through that period. I have a friend right now. The wife had two kids. The man has been begging the wife, please, I need another kid. The wife said, nothing will make her have another kid because of what she had to go through in the previous pregnancy, that it was too much. She cannot handle it anymore. There are major life events that where you see people, death, divorce. These are things that brings about your health issues can even deteriorate. There are other causes, like the daily stress, like in Lagos State, where we'll all live in, where we'll stay right now. Everyday inconveniences, traffic along the road, argument, busy schedules. It's just like if you plan in a day that you want to go to Ikeja, from Ikeja you go to Lekki, from Lekki you want to go to, but it's not possible because of the traffic, the stress, the hold up on the way. It becomes so strenuous on you. You have both the extrinsic and the intrinsic factors, just like the internal stress that are self-generated. You worry a lot. You go through anxiety, negative thoughts flowing through your mind that you cannot make it in life. You compare yourself to others. Now, this, my friend, we graduated together. This, my friend, made it. I'm here to make it. No, it shouldn't be like that. You're subjecting yourself through a lot of stress, which you don't need, can eventually affect your health. You also have the environmental causes, the environmental factors, noise pollution. You see somebody, your neighbor, every morning you wake up, he's playing his music so loud. You don't find it funny at all. You cannot cross your boundary going to the other side to say you want to attack them. You see people living in an environment in the morning, the Muslim, you see the mosque next to you. At 5 a.m., you hear them shouting close to your window. You go to the other side, you see a DJ playing his music in the morning. They give you stress. These are all stress, noise, pollution, the environment. Then you have what they call the social inequalities, where there is discrimination. In this part of our world where we live in, when you go to the developed world, you have a lot of discrimination, where you have racism. People are not comfortable moving around freely because they are being judged by the color of their skin. A lot of people are being bullied. They are being bullied every day. A lot of people go through a lot because of the environment. A lot of people make jest of you, even with the car you drive. You say, Siam, see issue. You know they talk about you. Your neighbors are talking about you. But sometimes you need to remove your mind from those things, or else you're going down the more. There are other traumatic experiences. Past or current trauma can trigger chronic stress. You have some people, they have what they call post-traumatic stress disorder. Over time, you allow it to linger. Then there's this cause that you call the perception of stress. An individual perception of a situation can influence how they experience stress. One find it stressful, others may not find it stressful. It all depends on your perception. My problem is different from your problem. Your problem may be giving you stress. It all depends on the way you perceive that stress. Stress, in a way, is a good thing. Stress, in a way, is not a good thing. They both have both negative and positive form of it. And the overall effect of you having stress, your nervous system releases a flood of stress hormones, including adrenaline and cortisol, which rouse the body for emergency action. Your heart pounds fast. Your muscles tighten. Your blood pressure rises. Your breath quickens. Your senses become sharp. Because you are at alert, what do you do? Sometimes you panic. What do you do? I try as much as possible not to use our medical jargons. Those are hormones, the adrenaline or the cortisol. And the effect of all these symptoms has its own toll on us. It has its toll on us physically, emotionally, behaviorally, the way we act. It can also impact cognitive function, leading to difficulty concentrating and memory problems, which is not supposed to be when you take yourself through all this. Like the physical symptoms and the effects, you go through aches and pains. Your digestive system, you are not able to digest food. Sometimes you don't even have appetite to eat. You don't want to do anything. You just want them, you just want to be left alone because the situation had not been resolved. You have fatigue. You have sleep problem. You are exhausted every day in trying to move around, trying to help yourself get through this hurdle which you are passing through now. There are others, includes rapid heart rate, your chest pain, dizziness, and sometimes change in vision. You have sexual dysfunction. You have your libido dies completely because you are no longer interested in people, even spouses, your wives around, because you are going through this stress. Every day your wife comes to you, my dear, what is happening? If there is anything that I can do, please let me know. You say, madam, please leave me alone. Because you are no longer active in the house. You are no longer interested. But one thing a lot of people don't know is that sometimes you need to share your problems. You are going through a lot, you need to share your problems. Take for instance, everybody present here is a minister in the Lord today. Sometimes you share your problems. Some of us are friends. Some of us are relatives. Like when I have problems, I go to my daddy. I go to some of my prophets. I say, okay, this is the situation. How do I go about it? A word or two from them can help alleviate the situation. The other physical symptoms, if you have it chronically, increases susceptibility to illnesses. Stress can weaken your immunity and make you prone to infection, to cold, to all sorts of flus. Because at that point in time, you just feel you are down. There's nobody to help you. There's nobody that wants to help you. It also tells on you emotionally. You become very irritable. You have mood swings. You are happy today. You are there tomorrow. You are not there. You have anxiety. You worry a lot. Become nervous. You are afraid. You become depressed. You have panic attack. There's something called pacing. When you see some persons, because they are trying to express their anxiety, they just start to walk at a particular distance with no destination, all because they want to solve their problem. They don't even know how to get about it, but they're just using it to express their anxiety, their fear, which is not supposed to be. Depression sets in, panic attack, feeling overwhelmed, lonely, you are sad, you are not happy. That is not a good thing, that stress. These are part of the symptoms that it presents with. You also have the behavioral symptoms. You have change in appetite. Like I said, it affects your digestive system. Sometimes you eat piecemeal. Sometimes you eat so much. That's why you see some people, when they are stressed, they tend to put on weight. Some, they don't put on weight. You just see them, they are just there. You see, change in sleep. Sometimes because of the stress you're going through, you don't even sleep at all. You sleep, you wake up, you sleep, you wake up. Some people will prefer to just sleep. You're experiencing too much sleep. You are withdrawn from others. You isolate yourself from your family, from your friends, from your pastors. You don't even go to church. You just keep to yourself at home. It doesn't help. These are some of the symptoms that you see. Most of the behavioral symptoms, you now start the behavioral effects. You become nervous. You now start to use substance. You abuse drugs. You get some persons goes, they start taking alcohol. They start taking smoke. They start smoking, start taking pills. They can't sleep because you are going through stress. It all manifests in this form. Then the cognitive symptoms too. You have difficulty concentrating. You find it very difficult to make judgment. You have memory problems. You have poor judgment. You cannot decide. It becomes difficult for you to take decision. People come to you. They see you withdrawn. Somebody can even come to your office. Ah, my brother, you don't go Pastor John's office. I don't know what they do these days. Oh. He does not come. Becomes withdrawn. There's something bothering him. Have you been to Brother Chinedu's house? He doesn't talk to anybody anymore. Should we get some persons to come and pray for him? You know, it happens like that. These are some of the cognitive symptoms that they present with. Next slide, please. Then the long-term effects of chronic stress. We have these cardiovascular issues. Some people will not have what they call chronic stress, which contributes to high blood pressure. Some people can even have heart stroke. Some people can have heart failure, stroke, and some people can even die suddenly. There's this suicidal intent some people even have. Over time, they become so tired, they now start having suicidal intentions. At the end of the day, some of them end up committing suicide because they never shared their problems. They don't in any way at all. Maybe they are too shy or I don't know. They have the metabolic issues. Stress can lead to weight gain. When you start eating, you have very, very, very high appetite. Your appetite is so large. Some people go through weight loss. Your friends will be asking you, my brother, you they lean, no, waiting they happen. Some people develop obesity, chronic stress, can even worsen existing physical health problems and increase the risk for developing new ones if not taken care of. A lot of people present in that form. These are the chronic presentation that we see most times, most especially high blood pressure. They now start developing one disease or the other that they know nothing about. In terms of managing stress, first of all, there are three key words or three key phrases that you have to look for in managing stress. The first one, you have to identify the triggers. That's the first one. What is causing the stress? You need to identify it. Either a common one, the one caused by yourself, or the one caused by external factors. You have to identify that. Then you now have to employ relaxation techniques. Then you now have to maintain a healthy lifestyle. Once you identify these areas, solving that problems, that stress that you have becomes so easy for you. Some of the management and prevention, lifestyle modifications, eat healthy, eating a balanced diet can improve mood and energy level. Regular exercise. When you exercise regularly, you tend not to think about your stress. When you go to church, you hear the word of God. It brings life. You have a new thinking entirely. You tell yourself that you can make it. And you will definitely make it. I, for one, when I go to church, I always pick something. Every day that I go to church, you pick out something and it helps you. Even if it's just a sentence that your pastor made, you take it home. You need sufficient sleep. Aim for 7 to 8 hours sleep per night. But I know to some people, even I am the one talking to you, I don't enjoy that luxury, but it is recommended. It is recommended at least 7 to 8 hours sleep every day. It helps to support your physical and mental problem. For those of you that takes alcohol, that takes caffeine, you should limit caffeine. You don't need it to get over stress. You see some people, they are going through stress. Not for us though, the outside world. They tell you they'll go to the bar, they'll drink. The problem is still there. It doesn't solve any problem at all. It doesn't solve any problem. Then you have the relaxation techniques, meditation, mindfulness, deep breathing exercise, yoga. You smile, laugh, interact. Interact with your neighbors, interact with your friends. Go out and interact with your friend. Make sure you smile a lot. You don't keep these things to yourself. You share it. Building social network. You strive to support the network, connect with friends, families, and support individuals, your pastors, your counselors. You share your feelings and receive help. Like overseer here, his door is wide open for each and every one of us. If there is a problem, fine, the crowd may be too much today. You book now, it's very easy, easy access. You just go in, tell him your problem. He's going to advise you. He's an elderly man. He knows more than, he has experienced a lot more than some of us here. And he counsels you. At the end of the day, he prays. There is no problem without a solution. Like I said, you have to identify it first. Seeking professional help, counseling. You go for therapy that can provide tools and strategies for managing stress. Then other helpful strategies. Sometimes we talked about workload. We talk about conflicts in the workplace. When you prioritize your task, you take time, you itemize it. It's just someone like me, if I want to do anything, I'm always writing. My wife is always asking me, what are you always writing? What are you always writing? Even if I have a project, you must write it down. When you write it down, you take it one after the other. You prioritize your task. You set boundaries. There are certain things you know you cannot do. There are certain things you know you can do. There are limitations. The things you know you can do, do it. Help yourself. Help yourself. When you help yourself, other things, you create that boundaries. Engage in enjoyable activities. Your hobbies. Maybe you know how to play ball. You know how to play tennis. Table tennis or lawn tennis. If you know how to do all that, you can even play games with your wife, your children at home. You ease that tension. You ease that stress. Practicing gratitudes. You focus on positive aspects of life that can improve the outlook and reduce stress, which is a key. You need to do that. Then you also need to accept what you cannot control. What you cannot control. Recognize that not everything is within your power. And accept situations you cannot change. I have references. You read the book of Isaiah 41:10, Proverbs 3:5-6. If you read it at your spare time, you know what I'm talking about. There are certain things you cannot control. Try, do your best. Leave the rest to God. God has assured us. Isaiah 41. He said, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yeah, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Things you cannot change. Let us see that Proverbs 3:5-6, please. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him and he shall direct thy path. These are things that you need to accept that you cannot change. You don't need to go through stress. You cannot afford it. My mates are doing this. You want to do that too. You have looked at yourself. Don't go through all that stress. Because your mates are driving Mercedes-Benz, you want to drive Mercedes-Benz. No. You can do what you can do. Accept what you can do, what you can afford. You are complaining of your children's school fees that is giving you stress. There are different categories of schools. We have government school, we have private schools. You don't want to go to the Montessori schools where you'll be asked to pay in dollars. You don't want to go to the private school where you are asked to, you have four children, you are asked to pay $4 million each for your children per term. If you cannot, you have government schools, you have good private schools. Then you need to take breaks when needed. You need to take breaks when needed. go on vacation, go on a retreat. It helps a great deal when you go on a retreat. You go have fun with your family. Go to somewhere. You can go on a retreat. You can go and pray. You pray to God. Every other things will be added. Just do your best. Then giving back to others, just like our daddy said. Giving back to others does a lot for us. And our daddy have just mentioned that to us. You give back, you give, because you'll be giving in return. How you will be giving, you do not know. You do not know at all. But giving back is a way of alleviating your stress. Thank you very much.
Any questions? Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Daddy, we thank you for this eye-opener to some things. And there is something I noticed in my course of study. And on the effects of stress and symptoms. I was looking at the inches and pain, that is physical, but the sexual weakness and libido, is it not on the emotional? Why I say this is because the compensation of a poor hustler after running out on the street is sex. That is why we notice in the society that most poor people give birth more than the rich, because how they compensate them after toying around in stress is sex. And if it's not performing well, they can't have the sex. So I'm looking at the libido and the sexual weakness to be under emotional. Thank you.
Thank you very much. You see, the poor people, they've already given up. They don't have hope anymore. People that are thriving, they want to ends to meet. These are the people in that category that goes through stress. A poor man does not necessarily go through stress. He has given up already. So when he gets back to his house, the only thing he knows how to enjoy is the spouse at home, the wife at home. So their libido is very active. For you and I, we have not paid, let's just say I have not paid my daughter's school fees or my house rent is due. For the past 3 months, I've been receiving letters that, look, if you don't pay my house rent, you'll be thrown out of the house. And I live in a 3-bedroom apartment. And you think I have the urge to say, madam, it's not there. But a poor man that has just been at home, he goes around, he goes for his daily job. If there's no job, he comes by. If there's job, waiting we see, we'll go chop. Waiting no day. You know, they don't have such odds. It doesn't necessarily happen both ways. Sometimes it all depends on your appetite for it. Some people's appetite is very high. Some people's appetite is no more. Why some people's appetite is still there, intact, but because of one issue or the other, you want to still continue. You understand, my brother? So that urge of a thing, it varies. Not necessarily that it's completely off. It all depends on your thoughts, what's going through your mind, what you are thinking of that point in time, that's your stress at that point in time. If you have not been able to fulfill it, I see no reason why you want to. Some people, they've given up and they say, madam, I'll leave madam day house. Let's go and enjoy. And that's all. And there is no way you will not provide food for madam. You come today, you come tomorrow, you come day after tomorrow. It's not possible. Thank you.
God bless. A question, sir.
Yes.
Thank you so very much, Doc. Dr. Rada. I have two questions. The first is, you mentioned caffeine. Some of us love coffee. Some of us love coffee. So what's the limits Or what quantity of caffeine would you start taking that could lead to stress?
Okay. Second question.
Okay, the second question, being ministers, you also mentioned that to alleviate stress, we should exercise. I know that there are specific exercises for instance, they'll tell you cardio is for the arts, the type of exercise they call cardio. Are there specific sets of exercises for stress?
Thank you very much. Like I said, some of the prevention and management of stress, like in Bright Assembly, that is our church. Sometimes when I think about the ministers, the workload they go through is quite stressful. Like we're all here today. From here on Thursday, we're going to run through Sunday. It's not really easy. Sometimes you don't even have time to juggle and do all those things. But when you are free, take for instance, like my pastor Lumide now can decide to say, okay, on Monday I'm going to the field. Let me go and jog. Let us go and play ball. It helps. It helps. Some of us here, we engage ourselves in one activity or the other. Some of us like dancing. Some of us like singing. It all depends on what kind of sports you want to do. It helps. It's a management for stress. Just leave that environment. Stop thinking about that stress that you are having right now and go forth and do something else instead of troubling yourself. For the question you ask, a lot of people are addicted to a substance or the other. I would not, for the pastors, it's something you like and it's good for you, as sustain you to this day. Because some people take caffeine because they want to stay awake. Some people, I like the smell, I like the flavor, but I hardly take it. I like the flavor. When people go for cappuccino, when you see it, you're like, oh, this is lovely. Let me take this. You understand? But the quantity you should take, I do not have an idea. Some people can take 2 cups in a day. Some people can take 5 cups. Some people can even take 10 cups in a day. Some people just want to keep taking it while they are sitting down in the office. There is a special machine that you now put in your office. Every time you just go there, you press the hot water, put a sachet. It's now, you now have 3-in-1. Coffee, milk, sugar, you just put it and it comes out. You don't have a limit, provided it is not affecting your health. But the only thing I will not subscribe to is for you to take energy drink. Energy drink is a no-no for me. A lot of people have what they call kidney stones today. By taking energy drink, it's a no-no. It's loaded with plenty of caffeine. By the time you take caffeine, for people that have ulcer, the caffeine is not too good for them. So by the time you take it and it's always affecting you, you don't need someone to tell you to stop. You don't need someone to tell you you have to stop. You take one energy drink, you take a second energy, you take a third energy drink, you'll be awake all night. In the morning, you're not concentrating. You're not doing well at all. At that point in time, you are looking for sleep. There is no sleep. And you need to go and rest because there's a program coming up. So there is no limit. It all depends, and you cannot be restricted. Nobody tells you to say, okay, it's just like they tell you now, 1-2 eggs in a day, in a week. It's not true. Egg is good for you. It all depends on what you want. So caffeine, it all depends on the quantity, the number of cups you want to take. Some people does not want their cup to get empty continuously till they leave the office. Like my pastor, Lumide, is abusing caffeine.
Amen. God bless you. Yes, next person.
Well, God bless you, sir. Please, I want to ask this because of the way I used to feel. Can stress cause sharp pain in your chest? Because most times, if I'm stressed, there's this sharp cause to my close to my heart. So it gets me very scared.
Thank you very much. You see, that pain needs to be investigated. May not necessarily be stress that is causing it. And it may be due to stress based on what you are experiencing. When you are relaxed, this pain may disappear, but you need to investigate further what is causing that pain.
I've gone for X-ray.
There is nothing. Since you are attributing it to stress, when you get relaxed, the pain disappears. I'll give it a yes.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Doctor, thank you so much for the topic we are treating right now. What struck me and that truly concerns me is that the audience we have now is more than what we are seeing physically. So I want you to help us in the area of diet because of low-income families. What exactly can you prescribe as a diet that can help families that are going through stress that we are treating right now? Thank you.
Thank you very much. Please let me answer his questions. First of all, I'm not a dietitian, but the economy we live in today, when you have patients that are having diabetes, you ask them not to take carbohydrate. It's not possible. It's not possible. If you look at the major source of our food in Nigeria today, 80% of it is carbohydrate. So advising you on what diet families should take, I cannot come and say, okay, you should be eating salad. Some people cannot afford it. Take, for instance, some people eat yam in the morning. They eat rice in the evening. They eat eba in the afternoon. It's all the same thing. It's what you can afford. The economy today, some people are even saying they cannot eat because of the economy we find ourselves. My brother, I will advise you look up for what they call balanced diets, which includes protein, carbohydrates, fats, vegetables, then vitamins. You understand? Thank you.
Yes?
Oh. Doctor, thank you for today's health talk on stress. My question is, you talk about sleeping 7 hours a day.
Recommended.
Yeah, recommended. And our daddy, Alu, taught us, any day I no wake up in the midnight and pray, make that day sleep no sweet. And I'm a hustler in the afternoon. Now, which time I go take sleep for 7 hours? Thank you, sir.
That's a good one. You see, there's what they call time management. Time management. You know your schedule. Your schedule is quite different from mine. If you know you hustle in the morning, you can come back home, sleep. Most of us here wake up 12 midnight to pray. If not 12 midnight, 2 a.m. in the night to pray. And we'll pray till about 4, 5, then we'll go back to sleep. Then it continues. It's not for a civil servant that will go back to sleep. A civil servant that is up by 4 a.m., that is about to board the bus to go to work. If you live in this axis of Bagada to through Third Mainland Bridge, as early as 4 a.m., 5 a.m., you see traffic. A lot of people coming from Owe, you see them on that bridge. Some of them, I used to have a friend, comes to CMS by 6 a.m., he will sleep. Then wake up by 7, wash his face, wear his suit, and go to the bank. So it all depends on time management. You have to manage your time yourself. It all depends on you, sir.
Okay, God bless you. We'll put the phone number of Dr. Victor. Dr. Victor has his hospital in Festac. Please feel free to call him. The number will be displayed on the screen for counseling, health-related counseling. And if you are here in Lagos, why not visit him one-on-one for any medical condition so that he can be of help to us. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you so much, sir.
God bless you.
I'm most grateful, sir.
God bless you. Can we put our hands together
for our brother. We have to release him because he's a medical doctor to leave his patients and come and stay. He can't stay for too long. We have to let him go.